unicorn.
Shampoo unicorn.
That's what I am.
That's what I am.
Magic in my horn.
Magic in my horn.
Soap in my hand.
That song is Shampoo Unicorn. It's an echo song. Do you hear that? From the Noodle Loaf Podcast. Welcome to Friday, Explorer friends. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Let's get ready to sing and dance. Hear some silly songs because we have a very special, very talented guest.
Shampoo Unicorn.
That's what I am.
That's what I am.
Magic.
Are you in the mood to sing on the radio? What's your favorite song? Can you whistle a tune? Can you clap out your favorite beat? Grown-ups, help us get this started. Here comes the number. It's 800-642-1234. Dan Sachs is a musician and music teacher specializing in early childhood education. He's the creator of the music podcast for kids called Noodle Loaf. Dan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here this morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, but holy moly, what is Noodle Loaf?
Well, you take a bunch of noodles and you mix them with some eggs and some... Oh, right. Oh, yeah. It's also a podcast. It's a podcast that I created a couple years ago. And it's a music-themed podcast for kids. Kids experience it as just a bunch of segments of games, of opportunities for them to play and use their voices and their bodies. But there's like secretly some music education going on, but don't tell them that.
Oh, okay? You know, it's like vitamins, right?
If vitamins were the best food, it's like mangoes.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
How did you come up with the idea for this, and what got you interested in kids' music?
Well, the idea came, I guess, when I had my first kid. So, well, before I had my first kid, my wife and I, we used to love to listen to podcasts in the car, and, you know, a lot of public radio ones. And at some point, once our kids kind of, you know, became a cognizant human, it no longer was what they wanted to listen to. So I was like, we checked out some podcasts, but I was like, you know what, I think I'm just going to make the podcast that I wish I could queue up right now. I was working as an in-classroom music teacher. I had a background in music education. I've been a musician, I don't know, since forever. So I made a couple episodes and forwarded them around to my friends who had kids around the same age and was like, tell me if your kids respond to this, if they're bored and ask you to turn it off or if they like it. And they all seemed to like it. So then I made a few more and then I put them online. The rest is history.
The rest is history. Well, you know, I just did an echo there. What do you like about echo songs?
What I like about echo songs is that you can, like, the first time you sing it with a kid, you don't have to teach it to them. You just have to teach them what to do, which is repeat what I say after I say it, which is, you know, pretty easy for most kids. And in terms of like a musical educational view of it, they're not singing along with you. So when you teach a child a song that then you want them to sing with you, a lot of the times what they're singing is like a fraction of a second after you. Mm-hmm. And then they're not really hearing their own voice. They're not really learning the song. They're just kind of doing this like cool human magic trick where we can kind of like repeat something like a hair after we hear somebody do it. But with an echo song, I sing something, the kid sings it, they get the chance to sing by themselves or with, you know, with other kids. I love that format of a song. And there's, you know, a great history of songs like that. I think camps like do a lot of that. But a lot of them are really, I don't know, I guess I wanted to write echo songs that would be as fun for adults who might happen to be stuck in the car with their children to sing along with as the kids themselves. So I thought I could take sort of the idea of the echo song and do a little something else with it.
And you cultivate kid voices from all over the place. You really crowdsource those songs.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about a podcast as opposed to like putting out an album is that, you know, one week I can say, hey, can somebody send me themselves singing this song? And what I'll do is I'll put the song, either I'll email it to like some fans or I'll put it on our website and say, can you record yourself singing this and then send it to me and then I can mix it into the song. And what I have kids do is listen to it through like one phone or iPad with headphones and then record themselves singing into another phone. So what I get is just their voices. And then it's like a little makeshift home recording studio. And so what the main one that I've done that with is the theme song to the show, the Noodle Love theme song. And now it's literally has hundreds of kids from all over the world. I mean, parts of Europe, Africa, South America, all over the States, Canada, Mexico. And they've sent their voices singing the songs. And when you hear it, it's really, there it is.
Lee, Lee, Lee. I hope that you.
I hope that you.
Will join with me.
Will join with me.
Oh, it's
there
just.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. It's so endearing. We're talking with Dan Sachs, host of the podcast Noodle Loaf. It's a music theme podcast for kids. You can join in. Are you learning to play music? And let's hear what you've got so far. What are you getting stuck on with your music? Have you written a song and want some feedback? Join in at 800-642-1234. So, Dan, you've got this game called Clap It Back, where you say words and then we clap back the rhythm of the words you say. How does that work?
So that one, it's basically kind of like an echo song. It's like if I were to say big ideas, kids at home would echo big ideas. And they can say it while you clap it. Sometimes that's easier, especially at the beginning. Or you could just echo it back. You could say, my name is Kate.
My name is Kate.
Yeah, and you clap it while you say it. Why don't you try clapping that rhythm?
Okay. My name is Kate.
Did great. Kate.
Did I do okay? Did I?
You did great.
I need some help here.
Well, doing it to Noodle Loaf. And so that's the basic idea. So it's a song, and some of the Clap It Back games are a kind of story song. Some of them are just like sort of silly trains of thought that I have. Kids who are listening clap back the rhythm of each phrase in the song. And what it does is it gives them a kind of a sense of rhythmic awareness, but also it's just silly fun.
Let's hear some.
Good way to use your voice. Looking
for photographs from Franny and Fred. Four foot photos of Fanny Lou's head.
Oh my goodness. So that is an example right there.
That is an example. That one's about photographs. So I guess the show, this is another example of podcasts just being able to kind of like, you know, do things quickly. It's the episode before that had a song about building forts, an echo song about building forts. And I asked people to listen to the song and then build their own forts in their house and share it on social media with the hashtag Fortographs, which is my own creation. And then we got a bunch of wonderful Fortographs pictures. So I just decided to take it one step further and write a song about Fortographs.
Oh, I love it. And you know, who doesn't like a good fort? We are going to go back here, listen to the theme song from the Noodle Loaf podcast. And we're talking with the mastermind, the creator of Noodle Loaf, Dan Sachs, for the hour. You can join in. What songs do you like to sing as a round or as an echo? Have you made up silly songs? Join in, sing them to us. Grown-ups, help us out. Here comes the number, 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute with more Noodle Loaf here on the Ideas Network.
Noodle Loaf, la la.
There's a zoo inside my closet.
There's a zoo inside my closet.
Want to come and see?
Want to come and see?
Tickets cost $4.
Tickets cost $4.
On Tuesdays, entry free.
On Tuesdays, entry free.
We are back, Explorer friends. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This song is called There's a Zoo Inside My Closet. Now that would be interesting. We're spending the hour with the creator of the Noodle Loaf podcast. It's all about music for kids, created with the help of kids, of course. Can you join in with your voice?
We feed them the latecomers.
Feed them the latecomers.
So please do not be late.
Here comes the number. It's 800-642-1234. Dan Sachs is the mastermind, extremely cool kids musician behind Noodle Loaf. He stays with us for the hour. So, Dan, I understand that you have brought in your sidekicks, your kids here, Joni and Shiloh. Can you introduce them for us?
I have. I've got Joni and Shiloh here in the studio with me. I've got Joni. She's 7, and Shiloh is 4. And they are my co-hosts on the show. They help me out with the singing. The intro bit that you heard on this episode was Shiloh, our in-house Foley sound effects expert, doing her special work there. And these guys, one of the great things about making this show is that I get to make it with them.
Oh, I love it. Joni, what is it like to sing with your dad?
Here, can you come to the mic? Here you go. What's it like to sing with your dad? Say something nice. Maybe a little Mike shy.
Little Mike shy, not a problem.
Shiloh, you want to try? Okay.
I like when he asks me and my friends questions and we answer them.
Does he ask you silly questions?
Yes.
And do you give him pretty silly answers? Dad?
Yes.
Yeah? I bet that you like to perform some songs. Can you guys perform a song for us?
Oh, we would love to.
Can you warm us up a little bit? Maybe just get settled? Yeah.
Let's do that. Here you go, guys. So this is a game that I used to do in classes when I was teaching in classes, and it's sort of vocal warm up, but it's just a fun thing to do with kids. Okay. Okay, we're shyness. So this is for you can play along too, Kate. I have no idea what the delay implications are, but also kids at home can echo this the way that you would an echo song. So I'm going to play a silly sound on this slide whistle, which is actually in the shape of a dog. So you just have to use your imagination and imagine that a dog is singing this sound right here. Could you imagine a dog singing that? And not only that, but it sings that song when I pull on its tail. And don't try this at home if you have a real dog. I guarantee they make a very different sound. Pull on their tails. Okay, Jeff, you ready? You want to show them how to echo this song? Okay, you got it. Just let your voice out. Good job, Joni.
Oh, that was amazing. What a great job. And how you warmed up your voices. That is absolutely fabulous. Can you then now sing a song that you're all warmed up?
Sure. Let's do Families Belong, which... Charlie, will you help me out with this song? I know. Sometimes it's hard to be 4 and be on the radio.
I think...
This song has inspired a book series that's coming out on Penguin, Rise by Penguin Workshop, which is an imprint of Penguin. It's coming out in September 1st. And I'm very excited about that. It goes like this. Families belong.
Together like a song.
Deserves to be sung.
Deserves to be sung.
Families belong.
Families belong.
Together.
Together.
Together. they care.
Families that care.
When no one else is there.
When no one else is there.
They fill a home with love.
They fill a home with love.
They give the biggest hugs.
Oh.
Together.
Together.
Together. Families they feel.
When others
are
in need,
if your family should call, I
tell them we can all
work together,
be together,
love together,
together.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. We are talking with musician and podcast host Dan Sachs, and those are his kids, Joni and Shiloh. Thank you both so much for sharing that song for us.
Thank you. It was nice to sing a song together on the radio with my kids.
It might be a first on live radio. So this song was inspired by a children's book about family that you wrote. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, the song came first, and then it inspired a board book. It was inspired by the song was inspired by the Families Belong Together movement, and I think so much of our capacity for compassion and empathy come from our upbringing. So I wanted to write something that might help a future generation do a little better than maybe our generation has done. We've maybe missed the mark a little bit. And so that was sort of the seed that planted this song. And now there's going to be three books coming out on Penguin that are kind of, all about celebrating different kinds of families and, the special love that exists in all kinds of families.
There's another special song that you enjoy performing called Bear Salon. Is that right?
Oh yeah. Bear Salon. That one's.
Can you give us a taste of Bear Salon?
Sure. Joni, will you sing Bear Salon with me? This one I wrote with my friend Tim one day when we were all sitting around on our balcony. Actually, this was when we were living in Basel, Switzerland, a couple years ago. And it goes like this.
Hair salon.
Bear salon.
Bear salon.
Bear salon.
So many bears.
So many bears.
So many chairs.
Grizzly bears,
grizzly bears with grizzly hairs,
polar bears
with colder hairs,
hair salon,
bear salon,
so many bears,
so many chairs,
koala bears.
We'll wash your hair
while panda bears
sit and stare.
Hair salon,
bear salon,
so many bears,
so many chairs,
magazines
while you wait.
If it takes too long,
just hibernate.
Hair salon,
bear salon,
so many bears,
so many chairs,
hair salon,
bear salon,
so many bears.
So many chairs.
Bear Salon.
Oh, thank you so much for Bear Salon. I had images in my head, Dan, of just a hair salon. Bears were sitting in those chairs.
Better to have that image in your head than maybe to actually be inside of a bear salon.
Oh. Well, Joni and Shiloh, thank you so much for sharing that song. And I understand it is a kid favorite. Is it right? Is it right, Dan?
Yeah. We actually got a letter recently that an 8-year-old girl had a Bear Salon themed party because she loved that song so much. And she sent these pictures of decorations of her Bear Salon themed party. And it just made me so happy. And of course, it was a socially distant party. And so just like the idea that our song brought some fun to it, just it just warmed our hearts.
We are having a blast singing along with Noodle Loaf podcast creator Dan Sachs. This is the song, There's a Zoo Inside My Closet. Let's continue to listen. We'll be back with more Noodle Loaf and Dan Sachs after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.
Come and see the lion.
Come and see the lions.
Feedings are at 8.
Feedings are at 8.
We feed them the latecomers.
Feed them the latecomers.
So please do not be late.
So please do not be late.
There's a zoo.
There's a zoo.
There's a zoo. There's a zoo inside my closet. There's a zoo.
There's a zoo.
There's a zoo inside my closet. The monkeys are worth seeing.
When you're a baby.
When you're a baby.
You get to wear.
You get to wear.
All day pajamas.
All day pajamas.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
All day pajamas.
All day pajamas.
All day pajamas.
Welcome to Friday Explorer Club, friends. We are moving and grooving with Noodle Loaf. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This song is called, of course, All Day Pajamas by Piera Gilardi with the help from our guest Dan Sachs and his kids. It's about how when you're a baby, you get to wear your pajamas all day. Do you love to make music? Do you listen to the Noodle Loaf podcast? Have you ever added your voice to the Noodle Loaf choir? Join in to sing along, talk about music. Grown-ups, lend a hand. We're at 800-642-1234. Noodle Loaf creator Dan Sachs stays with us. Dan, I understand that you made up a game called Karaoke. Is that it?
Karaoke? Karaoke? That's it, yeah. Karaoke. Karaoke, it's an improvisational game that we do on the show where I play some fairly simple music and then just say words, because I think that all the kids listening at home, given the opportunity, could make up a song about just about anything. So I play some music, I say a word, and they just make up a song about whatever I say.
Oh, it's like a prompt.
It's a prompt. And you'd be surprised just the songs that kids can come up with if you just say fire trucks. They're on it.
Can we try it?
Will you try it with me, Kate?
I will.
Okay, let's try it. Why don't we start with fire trucks? I'll give you a head start.
Oh, nice. Thanks.
Sure. A little advantage. Sometimes it's harder as an adult, actually. Than a child. Get a head start.
Thanks, Dan.
Fire trucks.
Red.
You gotta sing something, Kate.
Oh my gosh. What?
Yes, you do. Yes, you gotta.
I thought I had to give words back. Oh, red on my street, coming down in a flash. Pull that hose. Unwind.
Envelopes.
Oh, envelopes. Envelopes?
Yep.
Oh. Letters in the mail, letters in the mail. I can't do the stand. There are letters in the mail.
Water bottles.
Oh, my goodness. Water bottles, hydration. I can't find the cap. I can't find the cap. Where did the cap go?
Snack time.
Stop crushing Cheerios under my work chair. The Cheerios have got to go. Got to go, got to go, got to go. Get those Cheerios out of my hair.
All right, hot cocoa.
Chocolatey mustache. Whipped cream. Hold the whipped cream on my hot chocolate.
Hey, get up again, everybody. Excellent job.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. A uniquely adult take on snack time, which I appreciate.
I mean, you know, it's like all those Cheerios under your desk. You're trying to work from home and they've got swarms of food everywhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh, I know. I know the struggle. It's real.
So you've made music using the sounds of birds chirping, and it was sounds from a visit to see Carnival in Trinidad. Can you tell us about the inspiration there?
Yeah. So my wife is from Trinidad and Tobago, which has an absolutely extraordinary carnival every year. And we always go, and it's a big part of our year. And so the last couple times that we've gone, I've kind of carried around a little microphone during some parts of it to record some of the amazing sounds that are happening. And it's, you know, for a guy like me who loves sounds, it's just such a rich sound experience. I mean, there's the loud trucks playing soca, and there's the steel pan bands who play all through the night there in these steel pan yards all over practicing. And then sometimes we'll also kind of take a little break and head out into the jungle where you have these marvelous birds and even some monkeys making sounds. And so for that one, I think I recorded some birds and then mixed them into a piece of music that I used on the show. And I've also done just kind of recaps. We met I think she's five or six-year-old girl who's learning to play steel pan. And I had her sort of explain how you learn how to play the steel pan. Mm-hmm. It's been a nice thing. And I think help just share something really cool that maybe not a lot of families know about has kind of helped share our family's passion for it.
Let's hear a little bit. So were people really playing cracker tins?
Oh, yeah. Those are these guys who dress up. What are they? Blue Devils? Those are Blue Devils? I'm asking my wife to make sure I get it right. Yeah, those are guys. This is a contest where people dress up in traditional folkloric characters. And those guys are dressed up, and some of them are breathing fire, and some of them are playing these cracker tins and making those like just amazing yelps with their voices. It's a super cool spectacle. And I just thought the groove was so much. It certainly didn't need any help from me to do anything with it, but I had some fun kind of remixing it anyway to make a game out of it. That's, I think, from the Jam Along game, which the only rule with Jam Along is that you got to play some kind of beat at home on anything you have around, including your body. And the only rule is that whatever you do, it's got to be funky. Oh.
I think we got it. I think we got it. It's a good take. Yeah, absolutely. So, Dan, you know, you're a music teacher. How did you get interested in playing music?
So I think I got interested at the same time that everybody pretty much gets interested in playing music, which is around the time that they develop motor skills. And then some people manage to retain that and some people don't. And so I've been playing music ever since I was real little. I was playing professionally in all kinds of bands, starting in college, touring and traveling and just playing music live. And then I started also teaching music kind of on the side. And then I started teaching more full time. I got training in something called Orfschulwerk, which is a style of music teaching that really uses a lot of play to access all different corners of the child brain, you know, so kids that are more likely to sing or want to move. And then our family kept moving countries. So I kept disbanding bands and quitting teaching jobs. And I guess that's when I really started putting more effort into the podcast, because it was something that I could take with me. And that's when the music education element of my training and even the performative part of my musician career went from being something that happened in classrooms and on stages to something that happened on the internet.
What does music do to a child's brain?
oh, you know, I think someone can give a really great scientific answer, but I can say it just lights it up. It finds ways to access their creativity and give them an expressive vocabulary and put them in touch with their body in ways, you know, with a room full of kids, you can put on Ima Sumac and tell them that the room is full of Jell-O and say, okay, you know, that's it. And then just watch them kind of like move like slowly and like strangely through the room. And all of a sudden you've choreographed a gorgeous modern dance piece, whereas it would take a couple months to like do the same thing with adults. And kids can just go there and feel that. And it's I don't know, it's super fun.
Right.
It's super fun.
They can break through those boundaries much easily than adults can.
Yeah. The self-awareness, the self-consciousness, also like the references. Okay. Should I do it like these guys do it? Or, you know, it's like, you can just kind of set a few kind of boundaries and then just watch them do their thing. And that's why they're some of my favorite collaborators.
If you would give some advice to parents, how do you get your child interested in music? What would you tell parents?
I think just start by just having good musical experiences with them. I mean, you know, just if a parent is not a musical parent, I think if a parent plays an instrument, then play it around your kid, let them noodle around on your instrument. If otherwise, you know, listen to the music that you love, to show them that you love it is going to help them also love their own music. And then when they do love their own music, hopefully it's not, you know, Baby Shark and they want to hear it every 10 seconds. But like, you know, it's okay if it's not your favorite music too. Like, it's let them love that music and just kind of bring it into your household. Find moments to have a two-song dance party after dinner. Have moments to let them bang on a piano, even though it might be feel kind of chaotic. It's like, it's them experimenting. It's them, you know, learning about tonality, high and low, loud and soft, and just kind of any access to the things that make music what it is, sound and expression, find ways to bring that into their lives. And, you know, one of the things that I think Noodle Loaf offers some families, it's a little bit of a gateway, some games that you can play, and you can also just, you know, families can kind of make them up, but after the show ends, you can kind of continue the same games, but it gives a little bit of a gateway if those things don't come naturally to, you know, a given family.
Well, we're going to listen to the song Salad Bar now by our very special guest, Dan Sachs. And his kids, he's the host and creator of the Noodle Loaf podcast. You can ask him all about his curious world of making music. Join in at 800-642-1234. Where do you find inspiration in music? Let's talk about it. We'll be back in a minute with Noodle Loaf here on the Ideas Network.
A salad bar, get what you want. The salad of your dreams. Same as mine.
Hey there, explorers. Happy Friday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is a jam by the amazing Noodle Loaf podcast arranger Dan Sachs. He's been telling us how he recorded and remixed the sound of people drumming on cracker tins when he was at Carnival in Trinidad. And Dan's telling us about how he makes music that's filled with kids' voices from all over, maybe even your own. And you can still ask him a question. Here's that number, 800-642-1234. And Dan's happy to talk with you about his Noodle Loaf inspirations and learn about what music gets you going. So, Dan, let's do a bit of guided dance. You've got one where kids can mimic turning into a flower.
Oh, that's fun. That's this is a guided dance game that I used to play in the classroom that I think kids anywhere they are, whether they're in a car or at home, can also try out. And all you got to do is just use your imagination, listen to the music, and you're going to start out this. I'm talking now to any kids who are at home and to my own kids. Will you guys do this with me here? Okay, so you're going to See, can you hear a little bit of that guitar?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to start by turning your body into a seed. Small and round and still. Can you make your body like that? A little tiny seed? You're being planted in the ground. And you wait until it starts raining. It's raining here right now. I'm looking out my window. Maybe you're even in my garden. Let me see if I can see you growing. Show us how it's raining down on the ground and on the seed, which is drinking up that rain. The seed grows bigger. And it sprouts some tiny little roots pushing downwards, pushing upwards. Slowly. Finally, one of the sprouts pushes above the earth, slowly pushing upwards towards the sun. The seed is becoming a plant, growing taller and wider, and now growing two leaves from its sides. And now the big ending, from the top of your stem, forms a bud, closed tight, reaching for the sun. Oh, my kids are in here doing it with me. They look amazing. And ever so slowly, it opens to reveal your beautiful flower face, smiling and shining back towards the sun.
Oh, that was magnificent. That is awesome. And I can just imagine, Shiloh and Joni, that are these beautiful, magnificent flowers.
I'm surrounded by, I'm sitting in a garden all of a sudden.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. Now I'm sitting in this gorgeous garden. What a treat.
Oh, that is a treat. Thank you for that. Well, let's bring in a call now. Let's go to Wendy, who is joining us in Buchanan. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be on. It's my first time calling in. Yes, I just loved your podcast and music, Dan. And I was wondering, I have a little granddaughter, almost 2.5. Would she be, she loves to move to music. Would she be too young to start listening?
No, absolutely not. We definitely have 2-year-olds who listen to the show. Sometimes the younger kids might benefit from an adult listening and playing along with them. I mean, I think all age kids benefit from adults listening and playing along with them, but the younger kids might actually need it a little bit more to know what to do. But even just listening to it, and sometimes if they hear the same episode a few times in a row, then they'll really get the idea of like a clap it back, or the echo songs especially come pretty naturally to them.
And it's also fun when an older sibling gets into it and then the younger sibling watches and is like, oh yeah, I can do that. Maybe I can do that better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, make it competitive. Winner gets lunch.
Oh dear. Well, Wendy, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. You also, Dan, have a song, Dance Dance Noodleution. Dance Dance
Noodleution. Who came up with that? That's ridiculous.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Dance Dance Noodleution.
Next, start off with that dance in your neck. What did you expect if you wouldn't put that dance in your neck? Well, I did, so put that dance in your neck. Now your knees, move that dance on down to your knees. Please, put that dance in your knees. Knees, knees, bees, knees, bees, knees, cheese, knees, bees, knees, knees, in your cheeks.
Oh my goodness, how do you put the dance in your knees?
Kids will figure it out. Wait till it tells them to put the dance in their eyeballs and see what happens. But yeah, that's one that, yeah, the youngest kids can at least have fun, you know, working it out. And some of it's completely ridiculous, and that's okay. You know, they have to make their body like grass or, you know, a cloud or a shopping cart or something. And you may not necessarily mistake them for a shopping cart, but the important thing is that they're kind of thinking about the way their body moves and how it looks and how it might look like a shopping cart. Maybe in their head, it's identical to a shopping cart. And all that, I think, is it's good for that brain. It's good. It's also good for fun.
Good for fun. Good for the brain. I want to introduce you. We've got music teacher Dan Sachs. He is with us, and he's giving us some beats to bop our heads with this morning. And he's part of our creation here for the Explorers Club. And you can join in if you've learned about Noodle Loaf Podcast, you enjoy listening to it, you've added your voice, 800-642-1234. Dan, for all those techies out there, they're wondering what you do to mix your music. I think we need to satisfy them with some type of answer here.
I record on my MacBook. I use Logic Pro. I basically do all the mixing in there. I've got a little room filled with all kinds of instruments. I'm looking right now at, let's see, a conga drum and a melodica and a recorder and something that I think is like two swords. It's like if a sword and a tambourine had a baby. And and then, you know, also in somebody brought that back from who knows where. You can make a lot of amazing sounds inside of computers themselves right now. And then I record it all, I mix it all together, throw it up on the internet, that's it.
Could you leave us with one more song before we go? Anything, yeah. Sky's the limit.
Sure. Should we just do one more game until you tell me to stop? It's a rhyming game. You want to try it, or do you kids want to try it? Okay, why don't we get the kids over here? This game's called Rhyme Time. And all you have to do is say a word that rhymes with the last one that I said. And you try to say it on the beat if you can. It's pretty simple. You can do it. You guys ready? All right, let's just try it like this. Ready? Cat.
Bat.
Dog.
Dog.
Bird.
Sure.
Cow.
Nah.
Goat.
So.
Monkey. You're a rhyme time animal. We're on a roll. Next round starts soon. Ready, go. Couch.
Couch.
Chair.
Chair.
Bed.
Bed.
Rug.
Rug.
Light.
Light.
Hall.
Hall.
You fill the house with rhymes and we're having fun. Next round starts in 3, 2, 1. Head.
Head.
Shoulder.
Shoulder.
Knee. You know what's going. Toe.
Row.
Hand.
Rain.
Heart.
Snack.
Body part. Rhyming parts. Liming bars for kids and cars. Kids and kitchens. Take a listen. Next round's about to start. Tree.
Leaf.
Leaf. Twig.
Twig.
Bark.
Bark.
Root.
Lizard.
Dirt. Rhymes with nature, having fun with nomenclature in your hammer on a day trip. Let's round go, jelly.
That is amazing.
Yeah, there you go. We could do that all day.
Oh, we could do that all day. This has been such a blast. Thank you so much for sharing your world with us. And thank you especially to Shiloh and Joni. We appreciate it.
Yay. Good job, kids. Thank you so much for having us. It's been a lot of fun to hang out with you guys this morning.
We have to say goodbye for now to our new friend Dan Sachs of the Noodle Loaf Podcast. We have a link to Noodle Loaf Creations. Just go to WPR.org/kids. It's where you can hear all of our Explorers Club series. That's WPR.org/kids. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Keep on moving and grooving to Noodle Loaf. This is the Ideas Network.
Bye. Bye.